This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope while being interviewed for the feature-length documentary Francesco that premiered Wednesday at the Rome Film Festival. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The papal thumbs up comes midway through the film that delves into issues Francis cares about most. The pontiff saying homosexual people have a right to be in a family. They are children of God. What we have to have is a civil union law, he says. That way, they are legally covered. While serving as Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Francis endorsed civil unions for gay couples as an alternative to same-sex marriages. However, he has never come out publicly in favour of civil unions as Pope. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro says his government will not buy China's Sinovac vaccine against COVID-19 just one day. Minister said it would be included in the nation's immunization program. Bolsonaro said on social media, "For sure, we will not buy the Chinese vaccine," responding to a supporter who urged him not to buy it. The president said the issue would be clarified later in the day. The White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Wednesday the biggest sticking point in coronavirus relief negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added that progress has been made toward a deal. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives are serious about finding compromise on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid for millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. For the very latest information on the pandemic, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. The president stays on the campaign trail today while his opponent preps for the final debate. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Trailing in national polls, the president's on a tour of must-win states fewer than 2 weeks before Election Day. Yesterday in Pennsylvania,
going to be bigger than 4 years ago.
The president promised his supporters will turn out. This evening, he'll rally in North Carolina. Biden running mate Kamala Harris is there, too.
The outcome of this race will, in very many ways, be decided by you, North Carolina.
Biden himself has no public events until tomorrow night's debate in Nashville. Former President Obama will hold his first in-person Biden campaign event today in Philadelphia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain and the European Union have agreed to resume talks on reaching a trade deal to govern their future relations, setting out a new set of organizing principles for intensified talks to begin on Thursday. They will prioritize their duty of care to the individuals in negotiating teams on both sides and make appropriate decisions on the basis of evidence as the final stages of the negotiations move forward. In other news, unidentified gunmen took up to 20 people hostage in a bank Wednesday in a branch of the Commercial Bank of Georgia, a TV channel reports police saying. They say negotiations were underway and the gunmen were demanding $500,000. One hostage, a pregnant woman, was released. An anti-terrorist public prosecutor told a news conference the Chechen teenager who beheaded a French teacher for showing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in class had paid students to identify the teacher in front of the school. The prosecutor confirmed contact had been established between the teen suspect and an angry parent at the school, northwest of Paris, who called on social media for the teacher to be fired. The Speaker of Nigeria's lower chamber Wednesday said there were a number of casualties as a result of gunfire following shootings on Tuesday night in the Lagos district of Lekki. Soldiers shot at protesters, witnesses told Reuters. Demonstrators objecting to police brutality and demanding wide-ranging reforms have led demonstrations across Nigeria for nearly 2 weeks. The governor of Nigeria's Lagos state tweeted Wednesday one person has died and about 30 were injured in the shooting. The human rights group Amnesty International issued a statement on Twitter saying there was credible but disturbing evidence of fatality. Via remote from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel.